Hey folks, it's John. Welcome back to another episode of Talk to Me in the Car, a podcast about all things teaching related and education inspired that I would typically record in my vehicle on my drive back from work as a high school instructional coach. I say typically because that was before. We're in a spot now where everything is changing. And during our time of coronavirus, our podcast has changed considerably. First and foremost, I'm not driving back and forth to work because I'm not going to work. My school is closed. I'm working from home. Second thing, my podcast is typically a weekly thing published on Mondays, but we've changed our production schedule to help teachers out during this time of coronavirus shutdown. So we are publishing new episodes every day. And if you like what you're hearing, new episodes roll through iTunes, Spotify, all those places. So if you like what you're hearing, feel free to subscribe. It helps to have an instructional coach on demand in a time where things get crazy. A big part of my job as an instructional coach is working with teachers to help just sort of manage expectations. I talk about, you know, the three things that make a classroom run are relationships, communications, and expectations. If you have good relationships with your kids, if you communicate to them what you expect of them, and if you're able to let them know when they're either delivering to those expectations or falling short of those expectations, it's a great way to help people feel safe and supported so that there should be no real surprises. That said, coronavirus is the ultimate of surprises, and we as an education profession are kind of making it up as we go. So it does help to have an instructional coach right here in your pocket. And every day I'll post a new thing about education, about teaching, about ways to keep sane, keep focused, keep structure during this time. And again, I'm just one person. I don't plan to pretend to have all the answers. But as a coach, I do get to work with people across all content areas. As a speaker, as an author, I get to travel and learn from a lot of people all over the place. So I have some cool professional networks that I've been able to leverage during this time, and I'm happy to share the best of what I'm hearing. Take my sponge and dip it in different buckets and squeeze it out here on the podcast. So new episodes every day, about 10 to 15 minutes, depending on how bad, I would normally say how traffic is, but you know, how serious the situation seems to be. And every day we keep making up new rules as we go with this coronavirus stuff. So today I want to talk about things that have nothing to do with school and everything to do with you as an educator. We'll get to that in a second. But if you like what you're hearing and you want to subscribe, leave a comment on your favorite podcasting app. That's awesome. It helps other people find the podcast. I really appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. If you want to talk further, I don't pretend to have all the answers. I just have a bunch of ideas, hypotheses, opinions, and predictions. I'm like IHOP. I joked about that one. I got that one from Gary Vaynerchuk on Twitter. But if you like the ideas, hypotheses, opinions, or predictions, or you want to join in with your own, please feel free to tweet at me on Twitter. I'm at MeehanEDU, and I would love to talk further about this or anything else that's education related. Please, let's connect, let's hang out, let's do what we gotta do, for sure. So that's that as far as the back and forth. If you want more from me, I have a website. I share all of my templates as freely as I possibly can, as many resources as I can, multimedia stuff. I push out open source things you can download, and I have blogs and posts and all that stuff like that. It's www.adrenalinerush.com. That's like adrenaline with an E, educational adrenaline. And Adrenaline Rush is also the name of my book, which I wrote about game-changing student engagement inspired by theme parks, mud runs, and escape rooms. And in a time where we have to escape our classes, it's important to keep that energy high so our students know that we're still there for them, even if we're not there with them. Okay, now that said, I want to talk about you. I want to talk about, as the teacher, if you're listening, you're probably an educator. You're probably in some capacity somebody who provides direct support to students on a day-to-day basis. And I know we've all heard that statement on an airplane, make sure to take care of your own breathing mask before you worry about the people around you. And while that feels very selfish, today's podcast is actually all about things that you do or things that you need to do for yourself that have absolutely nothing to do with your classroom and everything to do with you. I posted the other day on Twitter the phrase, no days off. And I mean it. I live by that. Like, if you are in a position where you want to be the best version of yourself, you really don't get to just have a cheat day or a slack day, a lazy day. It's true, you can go easy on yourself. Sometimes you need to listen to your body, for sure. But if you're like an endurance athlete, and I talk about mud runs and obstacle course races, marathons, things like that, you can't just take your training and torpedo it because you didn't want to wake up one day. You got to get out of bed. There are rest days. Absolutely, there are rest days. But there are rest days that are built in to help you in recovery to get ready for your next day. You can't just say, well, I just don't feel like running today. Because if you only ran on the days you felt like running, I got news for you. You probably wouldn't get ever out of the house. Running is not particularly fun, especially in the early going. And it does take about 3 weeks to commit to any new habit, to build the muscle memory as necessary to get yourself ready for that next phase of, you know, okay, this is just normal for me. Whether that's quitting smoking or that's a new diet, new exercise routine, whatever it is, it takes, you know, statistically about 3 weeks to get yourself ready for that thing. And most of us don't have 3 weeks to commit to things. We just have to kind of make it happen today, and we get frustrated it's not working, and we try to turn that corner, and it's, anyways. What I want to talk about for you, as you're building time in during your days, for many of us, this is week two or week three of distance learning, so we're starting to build some patterns. For others, this is brand new week one, and now it's like, what am I doing? Distance learning, what even is a distance learning? And there's a lot to kind of process through all of that. I want to challenge you today to think about the things that you love and things that you value that have nothing to do with your time in a classroom. If you're spending more than 4 hours a day focusing on your school stuff, I think respectfully you're doing too much for a number of reasons. If you put yourself in the building, you have 7 hours in a building. If you take out the 45 minutes for your lunch, I know most of us as teachers only have about 20 minutes for our lunch, but let's just say that. At 45 minutes for your lunch, now you're down to like 6 hours and 15 minutes. You take out the passing times between classes, so now you knock off like another half hour when all is said and done. So now you're at like 5:45. Now you take off the 45 minutes for your prep. I know most of our preps are always compromised by doing all sorts of stuff, meetings, phone calls, you know, emails, things like that. But now you're down to about 5 hours in a building of sustained work spent doing class work. Well, if you were trying to do 5 hours at home, there's a good chance you have a lot of distractions in your own space. That could be emails that are coming in at all hours of the day. That could be phone calls from family members, text messages from people who are concerned about you, loved ones, people in your own house you're just trying to like keep alive, like your own kids or your spouse, certainly. Your pets, you have to walk your dog, things like that. You have deliveries from Amazon come in. You haven't had toilet paper in 4 days. So you're constantly looking at the door, hoping that that shows up, whatever it is. These are the things that kind of get in the way of the everyday. And it's really hard to kind of hit that flow state, that zone of proximal development, where you're just constantly in the zone, so to speak, and able to get the work done. And I'd be surprised, I mean, unless you're super focused, and God bless you if you are, we could talk about focus and techniques that, like, for making time for yourself to be educated or educator in other podcasts. But I think generally speaking, it's really hard to engage with anything for too terribly long. Statistics bear out that people's attention span typically is their mathematical age times the number one. So if you're a 30-year-old, 30 minutes is about what you got. That's it. Afterwards, it takes a little bit of, got to get up, got to get stretched, got to use the bathroom, got to grab something to eat. Think about your average 10-year-old in school. The attention spans are really, really short, about 10 minutes, right? 5-year-olds, about 5 minutes. They have constant activity. They need to be doing stations and hands-on centers activities, things like that. So they're always moving, always going. Even your high schoolers, 18 years old, after about 20 minutes of you lecturing at them, their eyes are glazed over. It's over, man. And I think that's really important for us to keep in mind, because what we're talking about then is, how do we keep ourselves focused and able to be our best selves when, but the work is piling up and blah, 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 blah. I'm going to suggest for you the 4-hour workday. The 4-hour workday could look like whatever you want it to look like, whether that's sending emails, responding to parents, responding to kids, discussion forums, Zoom meetings, whatever you need to do. But when you're not doing that, I want to challenge you to find things that you love doing that have nothing to do with school, like nothing at all. And that could be anything, and I'll take some examples from my own personal life here to help walk us through it. For me, I like running, I like fitness, I like keeping active, and it's hard to do that when the entire state of Maryland is in a lockdown. I can't leave my house. I'm not allowed to go too far from my neighborhood. But I can go for a walk. And if I can't go for a walk, I can go for a run. And if I can't go for a run, well, I can do some push-ups. And if I can't do some push-ups, I can do some pull-ups or some sit-ups or some yoga. And that's free and doesn't cost anything. That has not been canceled yet. Yes, my yoga studio is closed indefinitely. Fine. But there are videos. And if you've been in a yoga practice long enough to be the type of person who pays for a studio, you probably have enough of a commitment to a yoga practice that you can find a video online and know what they're saying and replicate their poses and just kind of go through your flow. It's not perfect, but it's something. And if you put that yoga in as a midday, like, break for your brain, hey, I did 2 or 3 hours worth of emails. Now I get to just do some yoga. That's kind of cool. Refresh, recharge, hit the shower afterwards, come back, settle into the second half of your day at like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock after a nice lunch. And look at that. Now you're getting work done, but you're also getting like you done in a way where you feel like a good version of yourself. My family has recently started sending a family chain of text messages. They've always done that. But my brother sent a brain teaser the other morning. He's like, what do you think the answer is? Send it to all of us. And I'll be damned if it wasn't us for a conversation back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, probably for like a half hour, 40 minutes, just trying to hazard guesses at this brain teaser that he'd hazard, you know, posted up as the first thing. What a silly, stupid, and fun way to laugh with people who love you and to engage about things that have nothing to do with American literature, you know, or like, you know, biology or AP or, you know, tests. It's just people having fun together, learning together, laughing together, and sharing a time that says, hey, this is crazy, but I want you to know that we're still kind of going through it together. That's important for all of us. Really, really important. So, you know, I wanted to sort of honor that process too. And again, if you find other things that you're interested in, like I said, fitness, okay, do some pull-ups, right? Push-ups. If you don't want to do that thing, how do you feel about video games? Believe it or not, the World Health Organization is really excited about us playing video games in this time away. They're encouraging people to pick up a video game console. Have you never done that? Download a game on your phone. And just spend some time, because what video games will do is they'll keep you engaged. It's certainly more engaging than staring at a television screen, because you're in charge of what the character is doing. They're moving to the left, moving to the right, they're jumping, they're falling, they're moving, and whatever it is, they're hitting the bad guys. You are in charge of that conversation. You could play a video game for 10 minutes, for an hour, for two, for three, and if you build in time in your day, like, hey, you know what? I just want to relax a little bit. The video game is a great way to relax, because it's a choice to play a game as long as you want to play that game. And then when you're done, you're like, no, I'm going to walk away for a little bit. That's fine. Reading a book works the exact same way. I want to engage in the life of this character, so I'm going to open up to page 17 and then read. But when you're done, be done. Don't obligate yourself to do it again and again and again, like you do school again and again and again and again, and feel like you're letting kids down and burning yourself out. Because what winds up happening is you will find that there's nothing left of you, and you have to treat this time as distance learning like a marathon, not a sprint. I ran the numbers yesterday and I saw that we have about 30 days left of our school year, which means about 6.5, 7 weeks when all said and done because of the Easter break or the holiday break. That means that I have to be here in 3 weeks for my kids, but I also have to be here in 6 weeks for my kids. And if I'm feeling sick or if I'm feeling stir crazy or if I'm feeling burnt out, I'm not going to be much use to them in April or May. And if the state of Maryland, the state of Virginia is true in what they're saying, we're not going to get out of our houses till June. You really got to pace yourselves. So find those things every day, carving out time, whether it's midday yoga breaks or midday workout breaks or going for a run or just getting the mail, walking your dog, spending time with your family, so that you don't feel like you have to be that robot in school who has to be working from pillar to post from the first thing in the morning to the end of the day. I know it feels like nothing to do with school, but it's everything to do with school. If you're not the best version of you, your kids will not get the work that they need done because they'll feel it very quickly. There's that exhaustion. There's that desperation. That's not good for anybody. So I want to encourage you. I want to empower you. I want to help you out in any way that I can. Feel free to message me on Twitter at @MeehanEDU. We'll keep talking about this or anything else education related all week, all month, all school year long. Hang in there. It's a lot for sure. And remember, give yourself time. Be patient with yourself. It's hard. But you're doing a great job just by asking the right questions, tuning into the right resources, and trying to be a better version of yourself tomorrow than you were today. And then a little bit more every day as we go forward. We're making it up as we go, and they'll write books about what we did in this time. Remember that you are on the front lines of an awesome moment for change. And in George Koros' book, The Innovator's Mindset, he says change is the opportunity to do something amazing. So keep being amazing, keep being you. But don't forget who you are. Show up for yourself, too. That's it for today. Thanks again. We'll tune in for another podcast tomorrow. Message me on Twitter. And thanks. We'll talk again. All right. Bye.